Since mid-September, 8 Israelis have been killed and 75 have been wounded in knife attacks carried out by Palestinians. During the month of October thus far, 45 Palestinians have been shot to death by the Israeli army and civilians in the West Bank, Jerusalem, and Gaza. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, more than 1,800 others have been wounded by live ammunition, rubber bullets, and beatings. Much of the violence is centered around Jerusalem, where a dispute has escalated over access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock, Muslim holy sites near the Temple Mount, one of the holiest sites in Judaism. People living in the region are on edge, and there is talk of a third Palestinian intifada or uprising against Israeli occupation. As violence has escalated in Israel and Palestine, a group of former Israeli soldiers and former Palestinian fighters, known as Combatants for Peace, have been advocating a nonviolent path to end the conflict. The group was founded in 2006, following a very difficult process of trust building. In recent weeks, a small contingent of the group has been traveling throughout the U.S. That includes Suleiman Khatib, a founder of Combatants for Peace, who spent 10 years in an Israeli prison, beginning at age 14, for violently opposing the Israeli occupation. Another combatant traveling in the U.S. is Maya Katz, who grew up on an Israeli kibbutz. She was present at the rally on November 4, 1995, when Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated, a moment she says changed her life. She later enlisted in the Israeli army, but after her discharge, she joined Combatants for Peace. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with the pair before a recent public event in Connecticut. Here they addressed the current spike in violence between Israelis and Palestinians and addressed the question of whether a two-state solution is still viable.
I think that, unfortunately, the situation in the West Bank and also inside of Israel is getting worse. And the two peoples are really frustrated from the situation right now, where there is no solution and no conversation between Israel and Palestine. And what we see now is a huge frustration, mainly from the Palestinian side. And we can see a lot of clashes between ordinary people, between Israelis and Palestinians. While as before, we could see mainly clashes between Palestinians and the IDF soldiers, now we can see a lot of riots and fights in the streets between ordinary people, between Palestinian youth and Israeli people. And I think this is a bit different. And actually, I'm a bit worried. I think that we in Combatants for Peace always show that there is another way, and even in times like this, where the two peoples are fighting each other, we try to offer an alternative. So Palestinians and Israelis in Combatants for Peace are every day on the ground, on the streets, demonstrating, meeting each other, and offering the public another way of dialogue, and also another way to imagine that there is another option to end this conflict.
Basically, the violence was expected due to the fact there was no hope. There was no hope. There is no negotiation, especially for the Palestinians. There is no hope. And we will see a growing number of settlements in the Palestinian territory. So basically, if you ask many Palestinians, the majority, like, they don't feel any hope with the current Israeli right-wing government. That's the truth. At the end of the day, there is no military solution for this conflict, not from the Palestinian side, not from the Israeli side. And that's what we in Combatants for Peace, as ex-fighters, ex-soldiers, ex-officers, that's what we say. That's what we experience ourselves. Unfortunately, not everybody believes what we're saying, but that's what we try all the time to influence people.
Maya Katz and then Suleiman Khatib, please share your views about whether you think a two-state solution is still possible. Do you think a one-state solution is possible?
The official statement of Combatants for Peace that we believe in two-state solution. But as time goes by, the reality is changing, and there are more and more new settlements in the West Bank. So the two populations are really mixed together. So maybe the two-state solution won't be available in the near future. So we in Combatants for Peace, we try always to think about other options. So as we say it right now, we believe in two-state solution or any other just solution that will bring Palestinians freedom and Israelis the safety and the freedom that they need.
Combatants for Peace, when it started in 2005, 2006, we did have agreement that we will support two-state solution, the majority of our members. But due to the growing of the settlements, which has really prevented any kind of a state, so the situation changed. And now we have different members that they think differently, and we in Combatants for Peace have a space for different opinions. And so simply we will support, that's what we agree, we'll support any just peaceful solution between the Palestinians and Israelis. We work more on a grassroots level. We don't do negotiation. We try to mobilize people into a joint binational nonviolence actions and meetings and dialogue and also activism on the ground in order to make real change. And we have to do it with other organizations and cooperation with other people. We can't do it alone. But we believe in our, to imagine a different reality in our area. And we're trying our maximum to make progress and to make change. And at the end of the day, what we try to do basically is to find a place for the two narratives to coexist together, next to each other. And I believe personally, if both sides recognize the narrative of each side with all the pain that comes with that, I am aware of that, the practical solutions will be much easier.
That was Maya Katz and Suleiman Khatib, Israeli and Palestinian members of Combatants for Peace. For more information about the group's mission and work, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.